This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 17. Community is growing. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 2. This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations, and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Shirley admits that the community she knows as a child was quite inward focused. Everyone looked the same and had similar backgrounds and beliefs. But the experiences of her life have widened and deepened her sense of community in many ways. College increased her sense of community. A move to a different city increased it yet again. Technology, globalization, transportation, and different opportunities continue to increase it today. While she continues to hold on to the good things and loving people from her childhood background, she's thankful also to have friends across the world from a variety of backgrounds, belief systems, and experiences. God has envisioned a much larger community than his people in Israel ever imagined. In Isaiah, he says that people from all nations will stream in. All of those people will come rushing to the Lord, not because of how great they are, but because of how great God is. As our idea of community broadens and grows, God will bring people to us from all areas of life. They will have different backgrounds and experiences, but they will be drawn to us because of who God is in our lives. God loves people. He loves you, and he loves everyone who gathers around you. He loves your community and is the reason that it grows to include all types of people. The community that God envisions for his people is not a stagnant one, but a growing one. Pray with me. Father, grow our community and cause us to be accepting of all the people you bring into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.